we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. My topic today, a father's responsibility. Bill Sunday told the story of a woman who was visibly disturbed during one of his meetings. Upon noticing this, he instructed his wife, Ma Sunday, to be sure to talk to the woman after the service. Ma Sunday went and found that the lady had just received a note from her son, who had been gone from home for many years, to the effect that he was sick in the local prison and wanted to see her. Ma Sunday and Bill Sunday accompanied the woman to the prison, but when they reached it, they found that the boy had died. Almost his last efforts had gone into a note to his mother, in which he had written, "Mother, I'm sorry for all the years of sorrow I've caused you. Please forgive me for my wicked life." After reading the note, the mother burst into tears and sobbed forth the words, "Son, I forgive you, but I can never forgive your father." Bill and Ma Sunday talked with the woman, trying to comfort her, and she told them a story of her home. She'd been a Christian, but her husband had never been interested in the things of the Lord. After the child had come, she'd tried to influence the boy for the Lord. One day, however, she was away from the home for a time. After coming back, she found that her son was drunk. The father, thinking this funny, had given the boy enough liquor to bring him to this condition. From that day on, the mother said, she'd seen her boy go steadily downhill until finally he'd turned to a life of wickedness and crime and had left home. In a rather dramatic manner, the story points out the influence that a father can have over his children. God has ordained that the father is to lead the home. He can lead it for good, so that his children are drawn closer to Christ, or he can lead it for bad, so that his children are turned away from Christ. This is why the Bible specifically instructs fathers to avoid turning the children away from Christianity, but instead to bring them up in the correct manner. Ephesians 6:4 says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Dr. R.E. Niebuhr has written a poem that well expresses a father's responsibility. The poem is written as though it were a letter from the son to his father, and a response to the son from the father. "Dear Daddy, when I'm a great big man like you, I want to do just like you do. I's going to go just where you go. I want to know all that you know. I's just a-grown awful big, and walking in the tracks you dig, I think it won't be very long. I's grown fast and getting strong, and soon I'll go to town with you and be your partner all day through. I's just a little great big man, a-getting like you fast as I can." "Dear son, I'm glad you want to be like me, yet I must change some things I see. If you will do just what I do and follow me the whole length through, then I will pray for strength and power to walk the Christ life every hour and leave tracks all along my way which lead to joy and endless day." This is the father's responsibility, to so develop his own life as to give his children a pattern that they can follow. That's a sobering responsibility, and yet it's in perfect keeping with the counsel that's given over and over again by the Bible. Luke 6:40 says, "Everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher." Paul exhorted others, "Be ye followers of me." The idea seems to be that the more experienced individuals are to set themselves as an example, fully realizing that those who follow them will become like them at maturity. When you, who are fathers, accept this responsibility, then you'll be certain to keep your own lives pure, completely dedicated to Jesus Christ. And as you do this, you can be confident that your children will be directed in the ways in which they ought to go.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.